The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the third and final part of my early summer message series on baptism. And as you recall, we're talking about the three anointings that we receive in baptisms. We are anointed to be priests, prophets, and kings. I talked about being a priestly people, the common priesthood of God. Priests in the Old Testament and the New Testament throughout time were those who mediated between God and man. They offered worship on behalf of the people. They prayed with and for people. They offered sacrifice. And of course, the great sacrifice for us is a humble, contrite spirit. But we can offer that as priests to God on behalf of the people. But it's a real priesthood. It's not something made up or something to make us feel good, but through baptism we're all part of this common priesthood. So we have a duty to lead people in prayer. So when we go out those doors, we're supposed to keep thinking, how am I being a priest in the world? How am I drawing people to God? How am I telling them about the good news of salvation? When people say they're having difficulties with something, do I stop and say, let's pray together? Can I pray with you about that? But it's an obligation for us because in baptism, we have been anointed to be priests. We also were anointed to be prophets, just like Jeremiah, John the Baptist, Moses. And what do prophets do? Their primary purpose was to call to the people and say, look, this is what the Lord wants for you. This is the direction God wants you to take. You're straying. Get back on the right path. If you don't, something's going to happen. Something bad's going to happen. So as prophets, and we read about Jeremiah today, he was correcting the leaders of Jerusalem. We're supposed to be correcting our brothers and sisters, not with a hard fist, but rather with gentleness, with kindness, with love, and to accompany people as prophets so that we can lead people where they're called to be led by God. So today we're going to look at the anointing to be kings. So this, again, is one of the anointings that we get in baptisms. We become a part of God's royal household. And the only question I have is, if you meet Queen Elizabeth, who's going to bow first? Who's going to bow first? Because you're her equal. She was baptized, so she was baptized into the royal family of God, and so are we. So we have that connection. We are a royal people, and we think of royalty, of course, we probably think of Queen Elizabeth, and I just can't imagine her wealth and her palaces and her jewels and paintings, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's kind of the sense of royalty that we get when we look at the royalty of the world. That's not the type of royalty or kingship that we're supposed to be honoring and living as followers of Jesus Christ. It's quite different. In fact, the great image of what a king in our faith is supposed to be like is the image of a shepherd. We think of David. He was an ordinary shepherd boy called to be king, to guide the people. And as a king, he was called to protect them, to lead them, to help them out when they were in trouble. So this is the type of kingship we're looking at, a king who doesn't lord it over and say, you do this, you do that, I don't care what happens to you, but rather as a king, David was concerned about the welfare of his people. He wanted to make sure they were safe and protected, that they didn't live in fear. And as we look at a shepherd, what does a shepherd do? That's what a shepherd does for the sheep. The shepherd leads them into green pastures. The shepherd guides them. He guards them. He makes sure that they're safe from predators. He doesn't run away if a wolf comes, but he stays there to defend the sheep. That's the type of king shepherd that we're called to be, a servant leader. Again, not to lord it over people and say, you owe me obedience, so forth and so on, but rather, because I have been put in place by God to be a leader, I'm here to serve you. You don't serve me, I'm here to serve you. And again, there's difficulties with that because, as we know, Jesus himself was the great king, King of Kings. He is the good shepherd. And what happened to him? He was a good shepherd. He came to lead us into green pastures, to lead us to the truth. And as we know, for Jesus as king, he didn't wear a gold crown. He wore a crown of thorns. So there again, that's the image we're supposed to have when we think of being baptized into the royal household of God. We're not going to get golden jewels. We're going to get a crown of thorns. And the shepherd's staff that we're given as this kingly people called to shepherd people is not this beautiful object, but rather the cross. That's our shepherd's staff that we use to guide people, protect people, save people, so that they can go to the good shepherd and go to the green pastures and be protected. And if we look out in the world today, we see so much violence, so much evil going on. Where are we in all of this? What are we doing as a kingly people? Because we have been authorized on behalf of God to go forth and say, this is where we need to go. Let me guide you to green pastures. And, you know, people always say, well, I don't have my act together yet. That's not the point. We get our act together as we act out on our priesthood, our prophethood, and our kingship. It goes together. So it doesn't matter where we are in our journey. We're always going to be on our journey till the day we die, but we have an obligation when we see people who are lost, who are not being fed, who are not in safe environments, we're called to go out to them and be a good shepherd, a royal shepherd on behalf of the great king, the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for us. And it will mean in many ways suffering and death for each of us. But that's the call that we have. It's a wonderful call. It's a challenging call. So whether you think of yourself as priest, prophet, and king, or all three at the same time, these are real obligations that we have received through this anointing and baptism. Not just to lord it over people or say, look, I'm a priest, prophet, king, but rather to keep asking ourselves, how well am I living my priesthood? Am I leading people in prayer? Am I leading people to prayer? How good a prophet am I? Am I willing to speak up and say, there is this loving God who has this great vision for you, and this is how he wants you to move, to go? Do we dare do that? As we're called to do. And again, as kings, not to lord it over people, but to be servants, to see that as anointed kings, we are called to be the good shepherd in people's lives. So again, do we see people going astray? People who don't have the knowledge of where to go to find restful waters and a beautiful pasture. And we're supposed to be leading them to that. So we have our work cut out for us. But it begins in baptism when we are initiated into the church, when we are anointed, and we're called to constantly be thinking of, how am I living out my baptism? It wasn't just a ceremony 2 years, 5 years, 60 years ago. It is a sacramental relationship to God that continues to thrive and flourish if we are open to it. And God gives us the graces so that we can be the priestly, prophetic, and kingly people that we were anointed to be. So I have on my download this week some thoughts about that, some questions. But the main focus is when we go out those doors, we don't leave that understanding of who we are here in the church. We're supposed to take it out into the world and to view the world through that lens of a priest, through that lens of a prophet, through that lens of a king, and then to act on it, to help people, to guide people. And when we do that, we're simply following in the footsteps of the great high priest, the great prophet, the King of Kings, the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. So there's the challenge for all of us. Doesn't matter how old we are, how young we are, how healthy, doesn't matter. We are all called to these glorious calls to be people who constantly go out into the world to feed people, to guide people, to safeguard people so that they can be truly free to see the goodness of God and come to God and hopefully through the waters of baptism themselves become priests, prophets, and kings. So again, those three words, priest, prophet, king, think about them each day. Ask yourselves, what do I need to do to grow as a priest, prophet, king? Lord, help me to be aware this week as I go to work or school or wherever, the challenges I will have to use the gifts that you have given me to be a priest, prophet, and king, and then to celebrate those gifts, because they have been entrusted to us so that we can use them to work with Christ to expand the kingdom of God, to bring about many wonderful things that can happen if we take seriously our call that has been given to us in baptism. So again, as you go forth, you are priests, you are prophets, you are kings. How will you use those calls this week? How will you make a difference in people's lives? How will you flourish as God wants you to flourish as his beloved children?